this plus-size singer told her haters to be prepared to be triggered, and she'll be in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. That is Lizzo.
Why? What's the point?
Because everybody's going to call her fat. Everybody's going to say that she's too fat to be in it. Yes, and so she's
exactly
just like, go ahead. Hey, by the way, it's like saying it before everybody else can say
but
it.
But why would Sports Illustrated want her in the issue? It's a swimsuit.
To get people to buy it.
Yeah.
Who wants to buy it?
There will be people who do. Lots of people.
Well, nobody buys it anymore because it's a magazine. So people will look, and that's what they want. Mm-hmm. They want the eyeballs.
Because believe it or not,
no
Jason,
in seeing that.
Not everybody only looks at women, white women who are very, very thin with huge boobs and blonde hair.
I think
believe it or not.
I didn't say thin. I also think that like people will click just to see that they did it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, Lizzo has enough followers and enough people, like, whether they're trying to look at it because they're sexually attracted to her or not, they'll want to see
Lizzo
is in it. The curiosity of Lizzo being in it, they'll be like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm interested to see it. And so they'll get the click, and then they'll get the money.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Katie. You put false words in my mouth. I don't care about thin women. I mean,
literally, you take the one word. You are known on this program. If we had to encapsulate you, or we just had to summarize you in three words, I would say blonde hair, big boobs, you don't want to say thin. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I said
skin.
I wasn't into the supermodels anymore from Victoria's Secret because they were too thin. Mm. But I will say this. I like Brazil. I like a lot of races, not just white women. And I just don't understand. It's supposed to be like
you clearly don't like women who are larger because you're like, why would anybody buy that? Well, there believe it or not, there are lots of people who are attracted to women who are a little bit heavier.
Matt's a little
or heavier or large, whatever you want to say.
Matt's point is, I get it now, but I don't think most people are like hype. You know, I wish Lizzo was in Sports Illustrated. No, you'd rather Margot Robbie be in it.
I think people are more open these days than ever to seeing or wanting people who look like them.
That's because they're pretending.
No, I don't.
Because it's a culture that we have to be sensitive.
No, it isn't. It's a culture that women have been held to forever and ever that is like not real or attainable.
Well, if there's like a male equivalent, if there's a firefighter's calendar and one of the guys is sloppy fat, I think people are like, really?
Yes.
Because it's always like, oh, the hot firefighter. You go through it, there's not one fat dude in it.
There are dad bods are being...
But it's not like... But, you know what I'm saying? For the actual models and stuff, it's like, you know, it's... Even male models, if you look at all like Abercrombie whatever, they ain't fat dudes.
Right.
Now, there might be an offshoot, like they're... It's the Hefty brand or whatever. What's that underwear? Some underwear is like... Don't pinch and don't stink or whatever. And they have fat
Duluth. Oh, Duluth.
So they're like going towards like dudes whose butts stink, you know? So it's like,
gross.
But it's like every other ad is good looking guys.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Such a sexist society.
Says the most sexist human being I've ever met.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's an
opinion. It's hard for you to comprehend, but there are different bodies out there and people are attracted to them.
I think so, but most aren't.
I don't know the numbers.
Oh, I do. I definitely agree. Most aren't. I mean, and it's not. And I think because it's cultural. I mean, because
coming from two dudes who are very stuck in your way about
watch Hollywood movies, Hollywood shows.
Yes, sure.
How many like really big actresses are there? I think one or two.
That's not true.
That are really big. They're all like wave thin. I mean, you know, even if they're over 40, it's hard for them to get acting. It's not fair. But it's. I mean, that's like a fact that they want the most attractive people in these movies and TV shows.
Jared.
And men too.
But what I'm saying
is majority, yes.
When you look out in the world.
Yeah, the majority aren't that.
Aren't what?
Majority aren't.
Aren't the attractive ones?
Right, yeah, right. Vast majority.
Okay.
But I think
that's more of real life.
I think sometimes you go to a movie and there's like not attractive actors in it. We're like, what's wrong with this movie? Like, we don't even know why. Like, this is off.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, they're all like weird looking.
Mm.
What was Stranger Things when it first came out? That was the big talk. All these kids are odd looking. Because we're so used to like just everyone being attractive. I'm not saying it's fair. Just it's you know,
and
models.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Whatever.
You might
Katie. No, I don't know if I will. What?
Most of the population is probably like more of a Lizzo, and
that's what I'm saying.
Right,
that's my point. It's like seeing real people.
I can just look out my door and see.
It's the same way that I enjoy. I know you guys. I know you also make fun of the Dove commercials because you're like, ugh, why do I want to see that? As Jared likes to say, that fat sloppy woman up there, and it's she's a normal human being putting on her deodorant the same way that we do.
I don't think I said
every
I don't
day.
Say that fat,
you
sloppy
You do say
woman.
Fat, sloppy women a lot. It is something
no,
you do say.
No, I don't say fat, sloppy
yes,
woman
Yes, you do.
A lot.
Where did I get that?
You just said it. I didn't
you
say
fat,
sloppy woman
yes.
from the Dove commercial. Dove's whole thing was their whole push was, we're going to put normal looking people in their ads.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. So, but what I'm saying,
Yeah. It's just every other ad is attractive people. Not that it's fair. I didn't make that up. I didn't make the rules.
I enjoy seeing the Dove commercials is what I'm saying, because it's a normal human being.
I think it depends what the commercial's for. Yes. If it's for like, but like if it's like, hey, we're going to do something with models, and then we're just like, everyone's a model now, then no one's a model.
You know what would happen is if there were somebody short on the cover of Sports Illustrated, Jason would be like, what if I said to you, God, I can't believe that they put somebody short on there. You'd be like, oh, Katie, how dare you?
And there it's like, is a difference between the short and fat argument, but I will say this.
Never mind. I'm sorry. I think that
most of the models and stuff and the commercials are because women are like, ooh, I can look a little bit better. I can look more attractive like her if I use this product.
That point right there is why you don't understand it.
Okay.
You just don't. That point right there is
why,
like,
do you think
women,
the ad agencies
women are,
do it?
Do you agree with
are
me,
aspiring
Jared?
For that?
No, I
there's
don't know.
There's a pressure
but,
that you know nothing about.
No, I know.
There's
big
a pressure
girl,
you know nothing about.
They use the hottest girl for the jeans just because what? Because, she wears them. She's really good looking. I want to wear jeans
and
like that.
And then what happens is you see it, and then you feel horrible about yourself because you know that that's not what you're going to look like in the jeans.
I bet you they sell more jeans because of that.
Maybe. It's a pressure you don't know.
But why do you think the ad agencies do it? Like 99% of them put attractive people in their commercials.
Yeah.
Because they want their product to look the best.
And to sell.
They want their product
to look the best. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
To sell.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point.
Oh, no, trust me. I'll see someone like, oh, I want that. And some dude like in some like shirt. Then I get it. I'm like, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not. Well, and then whether it's fair or not, most women like tall guys.
Yep.
Most do.
And who has a problem with it?
No, I don't have a problem. There's just nothing I can do about it.
The short one.
I'm going to introduce you to the short one.
The short one.
You don't see the guy from Game of Thrones advertising and being in a model for...
He's doing just fine.
I'm sure he is, but he's probably not the best looking guy to model clothes.
Or maybe, yeah, probably so. All right, recapping pop quiz. But Lizzo actually said I got bigger and I added some weight so I could be even bigger for the thing. I don't know why she said that.
She lost weight.
She lost a bunch.
And then she now is saying that she gained it?
She gained some back. Not all of it, though.
I guess that happens when you're on. Isn't she on a medication?
Yeah.
Is she on one?
Yeah, she probably gets tired of it.